You're standing in front of the Church of the Transfiguration, a Roman Catholic church since around 1845. The church was originally the Zion English Lutheran Church, built in 1801. At the time of conversion to a Catholic church, the congregation consisted mainly of poor Catholic immigrants from Ireland. Today, the church serves an almost entirely Chinese congregation, with masses offered in English, Cantonese, and Mandarin. The Transfiguration Catholic School next door was founded in 1832, and today is open to English-speaking children of all religions. The Catholic Church and School were founded by Father Felix Varela, a missionary and scholar who fled Cuba after he advocated independence from Spain and was condemned to death by the Spanish crown. In 2012, the Vatican declared Father Varela venerable, meaning he lived a virtuous life within the Catholic faith to a heroic degree, and as such is worthy of praise. He is under consideration for canonization as a Catholic saint. Like the Sea and Land Church viewed earlier on this tour, the Church of the Transfiguration is a Georgian church with small-paned double-hung windows. Here they're composed with Gothic tracery. Manhattan schist makes neat building blocks with brownstone detail. The octagonal tower, copper-sheathed, is from the 1860s. If the church is open, go in and take in the humble yet beautiful interior. The painting behind the main altar is a copy of Raphael's final work, The Transfiguration, which hangs in the Vatican Museum. It depicts two scenes, the top showing the transfiguration of Jesus on Mount Tabor, and the bottom showing his disciples trying to deliver a boy possessed by an evil spirit. The Transfiguration is chronicled in the Bible and depicts a moment when Jesus was revealed to the apostles, his face shining like the sun and his clothes white as light. The church is a designated New York City landmark and is on the National Register of Historic Places. When you're done visiting the church, go back to the corner of Moscow and Mott Streets for the start of our next points of interest.